It's now 2:35. We're back in session. Before we start on these new items, I've got one thing to bring up. You can start hauling your material in the morning if you want to go get it.
Really?
Cool.
You can't. You got to wait. From aggravating me.
Which pile?
The big new good pile.
Now, which one is that? There's two big piles up there.
Hey, y'all are best of the two.
Y'all are going to load it.
Wherever you want to get.
Y'all are going to made the loaders, so you just get the best big pile. You're going to have, you're loaded there too, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I need to be. I just didn't know what you said, though.
He said you're going to furnish the loader, so.
I don't believe that they're going to let us have that up there where they're dumping right now.
He said where they were hauling.
Really?
Yes.
We just start on the backside.
Start on the backside or off to the side.
Can you say who he is?
David Romer.
There you go.
TxDOT.
There you go.
Waiting on a letter to get here. He said it should have already been here, but it wasn't.
How many yards are they giving up?
100 loads.
Wow.
So that means 50 for me and how much?
No. It means however many trucks of yours you can get there quicker.
I should get at least 30 loads because I'm going to have a loader up there.
You got a place for it, don't you?
Instead of 25.
Maybe you should, but it probably ain't going to happen.
I didn't get any extra when I had my loader.
I know it.
You're supposed to, Lee. That's your fault.
And it's divided 25 apiece if you want some of it.
You bet. We'll do something.
That is semi-loads, isn't it, Judge?
Semi-loads.
Yeah, we're not talking to Rob up there at the asphalt plant. You called him and said, I've got to send a bobtail up there. He'll have to say, well, where was the semi? I had a semi loaded sitting here in the hopper for you. That's not what I said. He phones kind of. Anyway, okay. So as soon as we get the letter, we can start making plans. Right?
Yes. Well, no, you can start making plans today. On the verbal that I got from him.
Okay.
We can't do it tomorrow, though.
No, tomorrow's a busy day for you, well, so it'll be Wednesday.
Let's shoot for Monday.
What's tomorrow?
Give us everybody time.
RC&D meeting at Bowie tomorrow if you want to come for lunch. Monday? And the meeting starts at 10.
What about shooting for Monday?
And I sent in reservations for everybody.
Give everybody time to finish up what they're doing and get over there.
I'll be fine.
Is it you, Johnny?
Shoot, do I now?
He's texting his loader right now to go get it.
I was reading.
Starting loading Monday morning.
You get to haul
next Monday?
He's texting, go get it.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Since no, you? I bet I might get work.
Okay. I'll talk to the guys.
They give us time to get planned.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When Wendy got around the corner to the newspaper, deadline 12 noon.
What? You know, used to it was 5:00 on Monday. By close of business on Monday, you can get anything in the paper this week.
So I thought that's what he said. He can't fax that to Vernon.
They're going to take care of us this time. He said from now on, deadline for any ad is noon on Monday.
Well, he didn't even know himself this morning.
I was noticing.
And if you work somewhere, you kind of ought to know that. But from now on, if that's a problem, we can put it in the Wichita Falls paper. That's a generally circulated newspaper.
It is, but it is a much more expensive generally circulated paper.
If it puts a hingle in my getting my stuff done.
Well, and that's what I told them, and that's the way it'll work. Okay.
I would send up balloons, but I'm not gonna.
That's gonna be kind of hard, you know. Most of the time we don't finish the meeting until about noon.
Right.
Well, that's not good.
But it has to run. It can't wait till next week to run and have a full 2 weeks notice.
It's got to have 10.
Oh. 10 days, it still can't.
Before you adopt, it would be. Yes.
Okay.
Is there
you
something
have your other proposed public hearing on the 25th, but you wouldn't be adopting it until the 8th.
Okay.
I
held them to the fire this time.
There's something out there that online newspaper one day will be able to
No.
Be legal for this?
Not yet, but hopefully they'll push for it.
Okay. I was thinking Matt said there might be something in the works, or he was hoping there was, maybe.
I'm sure he's hoping there is.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the sheriff's cars at this time.
I'm going to let Chief Elgin give you all that. He did all the work on this, so he's going to give you the rundown.
Y'all had earlier a sheet that I wrote up, and I put a new sheet in front of you. What changed on the new sheet was for that unit on the top, that unit 119, Four Stars wanted to change their bid from 7,500 to 3,000 because that unit 119 spun a bearing. So basically it's out of commission is why they dropped their bid. I don't know if y'all have to discuss whether that's basically forfeiting the bid or not. I don't know that part, but I'll go over this part with you real quick. As you know, on February 10th is when we bid these cars. It's my understanding since the body style change in the Tahoes, Chevrolet's just been building retail Tahoes. They hadn't started any police vehicles. They keep pushing us back, and we're pushed back to September 1st at least for the build on this. And it's another 6 weeks once they do the build before we even get the vehicles. So that's pushing us to into October. And y'all know that we're down basically two vehicles right now. We're shuttling cars trying to make up this on this build and stuff. Chevrolet's bid for those two vehicles, we're bidding. We asked for 14s, and Four Stars said they couldn't get 14s, so they bid 15s. And as you see on there, $64,514.50 for the 15s. We were just at a school this past week, and I didn't know there was vehicles on the state contract. I knew about state contract, but found out there's vehicles on there. And we can still get 14s like what we want for $26,102.68, which makes a total vehicle cost of $52,205. That's cheaper by $12,300, roughly $309. So, also with the trade-ins, the Four Stars dropping there, as their trade-in went down to $11,000. The reliable Chevrolet that has a state contract, they only offered a total of $6,500. Even with reliable taking the trade-ins, we're still saving $7,809.14. So. Without the trade-ins, we're saving $12,309 by doing it.
Did you recalculate these figures at the bottom also?
Yeah, I used her numbers. And
well, I mean, after that. Four Star changed
yes,
there.
Yeah,
okay.
I changed it.
Okay.
That one, that unit 119 was 7,500. I changed it to the 3,000.
Right. But I thought these numbers at the bottom was what you had this morning.
The ones that. This morning, for the using it with the trade-in, was 33, I think.
Yeah, 3309.14.
Yeah, 3309.14.
The bottom number is what changed, Judge.
The last number is what changed. So we went up. That's why that number went up $4,500.
Right.
Basically.
Okay.
I don't know what y'all think, but I've got some friends that deal in cars and stuff. And instead of giving these cars away for $6,500, the $11,000 is probably not bad on trade-in since that one's in the shape it's in. But if you did go with reliable, I'm not sure we shouldn't just try to auction them on that government auction site or something or bid them out, because I know one guy already told me to give $1,000 for that car, and another and he hadn't even seen it, and another one's told me to give $1,500 for it, you know, just because they know they just have to put a top on it and then fix up the inside. But I think we get more money doing it on that government auction or something for them than that $6,500. But basically, if we can get these vehicles are sitting there waiting for us to pick up from Reliable, or they'll deliver them right now. Like I said, we're in a bind anyway, but if we don't do a trade-in, we're still saving $12,000. If we do a trade-in, we're saving $7,800 still with them not giving anything on trade-ins.
What's the condition of unit 120?
It's a whole lot better, of course.
It's in pretty good shape. It's just
At least it's running.
Yeah, it's running and everything. It's in pretty good shape. We just thought we were getting ready to, on it, we thought we were getting ready to get our cars, and so we parked it.
All the,
because it was a dog vehicle. It was our
lights and stuff.
Oh, is it the one you're talking about, something on the top of it?
No, no, that's 119.
119, that's where the cam, it's spun at cam bearings, 119.
Okay, but there was not anything on the outside of the unit? I thought you said something about on the top.
No, I said top end.
Top
I was talking
motor.
About the top end of the motor.
Oh, excuse me, okay. I thought there was another more damage or something that I didn't know.
119's in pretty good shape. It was our K9 vehicle, so the back seat was all brand new. And
is it cam bearing instead of a main bearing?
The calendars?
Mike, and this was Mike Roberts guessing that it was a cam bearing. He said when they put the pressure deal on it and started it, he said it sounded like a cam bearing was what was right on it. It wasn't like a lifter.
Wasn't a lower end.
Wendy, that may be in my office.
Well, we were going to take it. We just thought it was, we thought, well, if it's going to cost us $900 to fix it, we'd get more back in trade-in by fixing it, you know,
right.
Quite a bit more. But when he went to check it, he said that cam bearing was not there, so we'd have to, it'd be a whole lot more expensive to fix to what we get out of it.
Gotta have to completely put it, put new cam bearings in the block and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some question about those 15s, where the cages are going to fit them out?
Yeah, the ones we got are 13 models, so we've got them for a few more years. And there is some question over width and all that, and nobody knows the answer to that question yet.
But if you got 14s, you know they'd work.
Yes, they do work in the 14s, but we have not bought any cages for 15s or any other equipment for 15s.
Okay, I'm assuming John Fuller's on vacation because he has not answered my email. So what I have to tell you is what the tax lawyer said over the phone this morning was that long, and especially going into a new budget here year, he would not see any problem in us writing a letter to him saying due to the delay of time in these arriving and it being a new budget year, we're canceling the bid.
I don't know, does it void the bid if they change that one price or not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It that wouldn't do it in itself, because them changing that price was because of damage that was done to the car. But in back of my mind, I think I remember, and it may not have been this year because I don't think he showed up this year.
Yeah, it was your first year.
This year, that he said, you drive them till the new car comes in, and the prices are still good, or something to that nature.
Well, as far as that goes, we didn't have to notify him that there was anything wrong with that vehicle. It could have just been parked, and then when he took it, I mean, that was just a courtesy to notify them. I don't think he can change his bid in the middle of something that's already been adopted and approved in court.
Okay, it'd be hard to trade next time if we did.
Yeah.
I got a question about the reliable Chevrolet bid. They bid 10,000 on unit 119.
No, they bid 1,000.
Oh, that's 1,000. Look good. I thought, man, what's the deal there?
And I don't know if this time it wouldn't, in order to come in under the 49 or the 60 or whatever, just to get them out of your hair this time, but next time, doing what we all talked about is putting them on that place you were talking about ahead of time when we get ready to trade and seeing what values they would be.
Oh, the trade-ins?
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea.
I will say one other thing to look, or it's not really for this time, but this guy at Reliable, we were talking to him, he said that it's going to be about 3,000 difference to go with 15, so they're going to be at 29, and 4 stars is in 3,000 on above that, so... You know, so they're higher all around. That may be where their trade was higher. So
right.
That's 58 in next year's budget, which we've already got 60 in there. And this state contract is known the minute it's let. It's known for all year round. So you can bid, you won't even guess. Only thing you'll be guessing on is what you're going to get back when you sell the other two. You'll know what your expenses are. That, to me, knowing that means a lot.
But using 4 stars bid after trade-in, it's still cheaper to go with Reliable's bid for 14s versus 15s right now.
You'd save 7809.
Well,
and 14.
With the trade-ins involved, it's still
without
$1,280.
Without trade-ins, we'd save $1,200.
Yeah.
309.
Why would we not want to go ahead and put these on the internet bid then?
That's what all of us think.
Do what now?
Put these on internet government bid.
I mean, I agree with that, but what I'm saying is we're getting so close to the end of the fiscal year. In order to get this money back in this year,
for the
and then yes,
yeah.
to give them to this reliable and just be rid of them, be done with them, and not still have them hanging out there, whether we're going to sell them or not sell them.
But you could put them on the internet and have them sold in 6 weeks.
That's all we got.
Yeah, maybe less.
That yeah, I don't know if there's a length of time that you have to leave them or not. I don't know.
I think you can put a time limit on
most of these.
Yeah, the seizure cars are 30 days is what they put them on for. But I can talk to Angela and them. They've got all that laid out. We'll no doubt, Ramon, we're going to have to hustle if we do it.
That's right. I just thought this would be the easier fix this time.
What really stinks about that part is they called Mark, what was it, Saturday, and said, yeah, we'll have to charge you for coming to get them.
It was Friday. But they did back off that, too.
They're going to charge us to come pick them up and take them. So your one car, you just give it to them.
Yeah.
I think that most of the internet things, you can set the times that you want to have a bid on.
But what happens if you don't get that bid in that set time?
Well, either way, you can sell them at a public auction within 14 days.
It doesn't sell.
I know. So we're sitting there with two vehicles over there in his way, where this time we could just be rid of them.
You can have a bottom price, what do you call it?
Reserve.
You can have a reserve down there for $1,000, and then it'll bring at least that. Probably. Actually, you could put the reserve down here, what the trade-in is.
No, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm talking about the time span we're in right now for this fiscal year. Right now, just to get this said, done, and over with, and get those out of his hair, get them away, is to do with the trade-in. Let them come get them, bring us the other ones, and be done with them. Then next year, when we're actually know now that they offer these Tahoes on the state contract, and you know what they're going to be, the vehicles he's going to be rid of, he'd have all the time in the world to set out there and take the highest or lowest bid.
I think you can still get them sold right now. I think you can take 30 days.
You can get them going.
Yeah.
Okay. Put them in there for 30 days and them sell. Advertise for a public auction, sell them in 14 days.
Well, you'd be into September then. I mean, into October.
They're going to sell on the internet. Okay. Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to buy them. You put a low enough reserve, they're going to be gone.
If y'all agree on it, we'll start on it in the morning and get all the paperwork and the pictures and jump on it.
Yeah. I guarantee you put a low enough reserve on, they're going to be gone in one day.
If you decide to do it, I think these are the ones to do it with. That'd give you an idea that you know you got a piece of junk there and see where it goes. You know, I mean, if it's going up to 3,000 or something, you know, I think these are the ones to test the water if we just got enough time to do it.
You just put your reserve down there low enough to where
you what number stand. You want us to put down?
What if we done it and tried that in an online deal, and if that don't work, just try them in.
Well, because we need to get the trade done and the payment made before. We're running out of time here. This is August.
I see what you're saying. If they give us a guaranteed buy, in 30 days, if we don't sell them, just sell them to them.
And then hopefully that they still won't charge us to get them.
That's what I was saying.
They would probably have to charge you to come get them.
Because what he was going to do, he did contact me back and say they wouldn't charge to pick them up because they were going to deliver those, the new ones, and he'd just backhaul them. But if they had to just come get those, we'd either have to get them there or
record fees.
Yeah, but I think
you get one of these car haulers hauling back to Dallas.
Pull it behind the
other one. And I've got connections to find them through.
They're all up and down the route. Stop one of them out there. It's empty.
Yeah.
For a license plate, something to say, by the way, would you like to haul a couple of cars to
like California?
That might be a couple of laws broken right there. I'm not sure.
Because they might not make it to where they're going.
Your commissioner's talking that.
I don't know what it costs to go to Dallas, but I know I've checked on hauling one to California. It's about $500.
Well, I used to haul some of them. You catch them going the way you want to go, they're hauling cheap.
And I'm friends with some people that deal with those guys, so all they have to do is make some calls and say, I've got these two vehicles to go to Dallas, and somebody running empty will stop and get them.
$100, $150.
The only problem is this one not running, getting it on the trailer.
They got winches.
Yeah.
They all well, got winches on them.
I guess a couple of things. One, if you want to do that, what reserve do you want us to put on the internet for each one? And then two, inside of four-stars bid is $1,800, $900 per unit for radio and light installation. That's part of his overage too. And that will still have to be done. I'm pretty certain I can do it out of my budget. But if not, or if you don't want to do that, that money was already in the general fund out of that original bid.
It's out of the capital outlay.
Yes. And so we still got to have the lights and everything put in it. And we're towards the end of the budget, so it doesn't, you know, if we got it, we got it. If we don't, we'll get it out of there. But I just want you to understand that that's part of his overage is that.
I forgot about that being.
But if you're still talking $2,000 a vehicle, I'm just rounding, I mean, would that pretty well hit it?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
still all just could come out of the capital outlay line.
Yeah.
Because we had 60 in
it. It was in there, you know, we budgeted for that anyway, but I just wanted you to understand that is part of it.
Only thing that bothers me about putting a reserve on an auction is that sure does give them up on the
on what we will take.
Yeah. Well, you can put a reserve on there for what the trade-in value is, because you know they're going to make some money. They're planning on making something
yeah,
off
but,
of them.
Yeah, but when you put $1,000 reserve on there, they're going to bid you $1,100.
And that's it.
Instead of the $2,000 or $3,000. Yeah.
Well, somebody. If you only have one bidder, you probably are, but if you get three or four bidders in there.
Is this some kind of special auction that's just for county vehicles?
It's well, for government vehicles. Government auction.
Yeah. It's what everybody sells their seizure cars for.
Will it be like another county buying it? Or is it open to the public?
It's open to the
public. Open to ever.
I ask one other question. And I realize this is $6,500 out of this year's budget if we don't sell these cars, but what about holding these two until we get our next two and put all four on there? Was that, instead of being in such a rush, is that?
It's possible, but that's holding for a long time.
Yeah, we're hoping not, because we're hoping we're going to ask y'all for two new ones after the new budget goes in. So that we'll get rid of those two older ones we talked about. And
so we got one right now that's got 200,000 miles on it that we can get approved. After October, to get the 15s, we can get it off the road before it happens. Same thing happens to it.
That's one that thought had a transmission problem too.
Yeah, that's one we did. I don't remember. Yes. I don't know how much we spent on it, but it took a throttle.
$900 on the, what was that valve?
Throttle bar.
Throttle body. And then I was telling Lindy, as soon as it got back to town, we had to take it back for $400 a brake job. And we thought it was a transmission, which is $6,500. Yeah. So that's what we'd like to do after October 1, jump right in there and grab two out of this bill and trade those other two off.
That gives us a lot better shape on vehicles.
Give us a month to do it. Is that about how long?
Well, we usually try to wait till at least after the first of the year whenever.
Yeah, but I mean, this situation we're in here, we're talking, we got to get it done within a month pretty well.
It'd be at the end
of
October.
Talking about trading? Or?
Yeah, or if you put them on this internet deal, and say you want to put a trade-in price like John's talking about, can you start up here at 3? Okay, we don't get no hits for 2 weeks. Can we drop it back down to 2 then and see what we get in the next 2 weeks?
Are you talking about that minimum?
Yeah, on that minimum.
I don't.
Whatever minimum you put in, yeah, they write it out and that's
in.
It.
Yeah.
You're locked in for that?
Yeah, I think so.
And Ramona may have the best idea to take the $6,500 and get them over with and out of the way.
Run with it?
I don't know. It's six one way and half dozen another.
At the end of the years, that was my only concern.
Yeah.
And talking about wait, we always wait and get the cars after new money starts coming in, and we did that this year. Look where we're at.
We're out of new money.
I'm worried that if we order in October, we'll still get them in January. So that's what I'm worried.
Even if you buy them off the state contract again?
I don't know.
This guy with Revival does state contract. He said the first start build date he's got right now was August 15th.
For 2015s?
Yeah, but he said that was just black and white.
Yeah.
And I know DPS has just gone to black and white, so I bet they're building, they're probably in our same shape, you know, behind on vehicles. They, about every third year, they get in that situation where they're way behind on mileage, too. And I bet that's what they're building first. That's probably their most popular color. So we're still maybe looking at October or something for the build on our color. I don't know, but I know he's at least at the 15th, so you're talking about the middle of September before those even come off the line. Probably once they set up to start building them, they'll be kicking them out for a while. But,
what's the fee on selling on this online deal?
It is a percentage, and I forgot what it was, to be honest with you. I'd have to ask Paige in her office. They deal with them. I never did have to deal with it.
Where's this Reliable Chevrolet bid state contract? Where's he located?
Richardson.
Oh, so that's Dallas.
Over to Metroplex there.
That's Dallas.
There's two or three of them in the state. He's the closest. I think the next one's maybe down at Austin. I can't remember that one place.
But he's got them there in Richardson.
He's holding these two for us right now.
Oh, really?
I got to let him know this afternoon. Otherwise, he's got to get them moved by the end of the month, too, because that contract price ends.
Sound like he ain't going to have no trouble moving them.
He told us there when we talked to him, that was that 2 weeks out, I guess? Because we told him he'd come here first.
Week and a half, yeah.
But he said that they were moving pretty fast. And when I actually called him about these two, he was having to hold some, said, just because they weren't moving as fast as he had. Said normally at the end of the year, I guess he's kind of like us, you know, the budget, you got extra money in the budget, a lot of places buy them, but
yeah. But
he said he would hold on to these two till today for us before trying to move them. But he's trying to clear his stock too.
Okay, number one, I think we're pretty much in agreement that we need to notify Four Stars that we're declaring their bid null and void since we could not get it delivered in this year. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Then number two, do we want to purchase these two vehicles from the state contract?
I'd say yes.
That's my number three.
Yep.
Do we trade them in? Do we put them on auction?
I've given my 25 cents all day long. Y'all do what you want to.
Whenever you talk to this Reliable here on this, they're going to want to know if they're going to get that trade in or they're.
Yeah,
well they're really going to have to know in order to invoice.
Yeah.
It is a separate company.
Sir?
Yeah. If you buy these, it's not like dealing with Four Stars.
Yeah.
You buy these two new cars,
uh-huh.
And then it's separate to. They actually buy out of a different account. They don't write it off like Four Stars and cut you one check. It's a separate deal and they'll mail you a
check. Where they'll get these other two we got?
Yeah, you buy outright on state contract. Yeah,
okay.
And they just on the side give you a deal for your trade-ins.
Okay.
I think take the trade-in and just
have more time to work on it next year. Have
more time to work on it. You know what you're getting here and no guesswork to it. Plus, you got the radios and the lights and stuff to install on.
Okay, now you understood what Mark was saying. We're going to write a check for these in the amount of $52,205.36. They're going to write us a check in the amount of
$6,500.
Their check is going to go back into the general fund.
But that's where it's coming from.
But now, whenever they write this check for $52,205.36 to them, I don't know who we're going to write the check for your stuff to go in it?
Your lights and
yeah.
radios.
Mobile phone to Texas, that's what
okay.
again.
So that's going to come out of that capital outlay line as well. We're just talking about another $4,000.
Where the $6,500?
Probably less than 4,000.
It's 900 piece.
Okay.
2,000 total.
Oh, okay.
900 piece. And I accidentally paid some of it already out of my vehicle maintenance line, so it's going to be cheaper than that, actually.
Next time we have more time to try the internet deal and, you know.
Well, if y'all want to do it, we'll sure do the legwork on it and see if it will be worth it. We'll do it.
Well, what does everybody else think? That's my
opinion. Well, I guess we can do that. I still think it'd be worth looking into. I don't see why you don't have time, and all you do is take some pictures, put them on the internet, and look at the description.
Hey, I just suppose my opinion. Yeah. Whatever y'all want
to
do.
We've got the pictures already because I had to send them to Reliable. We've got those. It's just a matter of first.
When would Reliable be coming and getting them? How much time would you have between them delivering these and picking those up before they would charge us for picking them up?
No, you're going to have them delivered
tomorrow. This week.
Yeah.
I didn't get a date from him, but I think it's going to be this week because he's going to close everything out.
Me done.
Because the state contract ends August 31st. So.
Let's do that. I mean, I don't have a voice in it. Let's do that. Let's get rid of these and we'll...
Okay. I think in the long
instead
run, that's
a
better idea.
State, we'll plan better next year and we'll have a lot better layout of it.
And the thing is... You might knock a home run, but you might strike out too. So,
are you going to make two separate orders? First one, nullifying the bid with 4 stars?
I think that would be better if I have a motion from someone.
We have to notify them verbally or written?
We'll send a letter. Written. Or I'll have the sheriff send them a letter. Or really, it needs to come from the court. It needs to come from the court.
So what do you need?
So we'll send them a letter if I have a motion saying send 4 stars a letter.
Voiding the previous contract for the two vehicles.
Due to inactivity of delivery.
And a change in the
trade-in
price.
Yes.
I don't think that was... won't make any difference, but I'll put it in there. I will.
That'd just be an extra foot down.
I make it move.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Now, as far as purchase of two new 2014 Tahoes, from state contract, do I have a motion as such?
I make a motion we purchase two new Chevrolet Tahoes from the state contract at Reliable Chevrolet.
With a trade-in?
With the trade-in of the two, number 119 and number 120.
Four.
$4,000 for number 119 and $5,500 for number 120.
I mean, 55.
Total price trade in be
$6,500 total.
Yeah.
The total of the two new 214 Tahoes is $55,205.36.
52.
52. What did I say?
55.
Oh, okay. 52,205.36.
Okay.
Second. With trade in, it'll be $45,705.36.
Yes. So, all in favor?
Who seconded it?
Johnny.
I did.
Effective immediately.
Aye.
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 And aye. Okay, next item. Carryover from this morning. And not only did we get one holiday schedule, we got two. The first one, January 1st, falls on a Thursday. So the second one, we're taking January 1st and January 2nd. It's up to y'all to decide which.
John, I told you me and you go for the first one because we're on Friday anyway.
Yeah?
No, I was kidding.
How many holidays is it total?
It's 10 with the first one, 11 with the second one. It's 9 and 10.
Sir?
Did you get July back on there?
This one doesn't have July on it.
Yeah, one doesn't have July. That one has July on it.
Yeah. Should be 11 there.
11 in this one.
Yeah.
July 3rd on here.
And this year's has 11 on it.
We had 11 this year.
The one we're in right now.
Well, I think we'll take the one with January 1st and 2nd.
Is that a motion?
Is that 11?
That's a motion.
That's is that 11. An 11 holiday?
Yes.
11 total, and we were at 10.
We had 11 this year, they said.
Yeah, but prior to that, we were
at 10. Well, we've had 10 and 11, either
Johnny,
one.
Since I'm making a motion on that, can I see it real quick?
I'm sorry.
I look for it. First and second.
He said real quick, jerk it away from me.
He wants to read what he's voting on.
Jerk it away real fast, he said.
Who would have thought of that?
Thought of what?
The only change is the January 1st and 2nd, John.
Hmm?
The only change is January 2nd.
I know.
You had to read the whole thing?
What was our 11th one this year?
I just wanted to look at it.
Oh, okay. We're getting 3 days for Christmas.
Yeah.
Instead of two, because it's on a Wednesday.
Teach your mama that lesson, John.
24th, 5th, and 6th this time. Yeah, I remember doing that now.
We're going to read before we vote.
They took a hard vote to get that done.
Really, that's pretty good. It makes a lot of long weekends, a lot of nice ones. Mondays and Fridays and Thursdays and Fridays. Looks,
like.
You ought to be happy.
We are.
I bet you are.
You're happy?
Do I have a second?
You seconded that?
I don't think I did.
I don't.
Okay. Do we have a second?
we did. Not that it matters.
I'll second it.
Okay. Further discussion? Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. And I think that takes care of the everything that we have to do.
Okay, and y'all did see where I gave y'all that new little thing on the salary?
Yeah.
With the $1,000 increase and where I showed y'all the contingency. The only one y'all didn't tell me about, and I had a question mark on, was did y'all want OSF to still have the same salary that everybody else gets, salary increase that everybody else gets?
Yes.
Yes, in my opinion, yes.
Okay, I mean, it was brought up and then nobody said yay or nay, so I put a question mark.
Right, that's a good idea.
The only problem I have is if they get a salary increase, they need to come in here and smile at me.
Okay, huh?
They need to come in here and smile at us. Well, you're not, I'm not talking about you.
How big a smile do you want?
You're here every time. I'm talking about some
you'll
of
smile too, won't you?
I agree, yeah, but here's the other question I was going to ask you about, too, is on the district attorney's office, I think it was an increase of $8,700, so y'all wanted me to take that back out as well, right?
That was the general discussion this morning.
Now, I did the district judge, but the district attorney,
yeah.
Montague and Archer both said no to it,
yeah.
But y'all didn't tell me for sure on y'all's.
Hey.
Well, no,
Lindy.
Yes, sir. They're not going
on to. District attorney. That 8,700.
She said, "Well, I'm doing my part.
We might want to take that 8,700 out." But I'm not taking Archer. Said no.
She said, "Because everybody shot me down."
I thought yeah. You got one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Those were the only two questions that I didn't know for sure.
What are y'all hunting for?
That salary structure. The new one.
This one right here.
Yeah, but we got one too.
No, you didn't.
No, not that one. That's brand new.
I started just being real stingy now. I just printed one copy.
We did look at it, but we shopped it back down.
We're conservative. There you go.
We just paper. Got one to share.
That's how we're going
to. We're saving the paper.
It's crap.
We got to make this budget work, so we're going to have to save a lot of paper.
I do. Sergeant and I both need a copy of the holiday, that one.
Okay.
We need a copy of this, gentlemen.
This is it here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. But
are you going to need, are you keeping this?
No.
Okay, so we've got that. So now we need a copy of the holiday.
This is the right one, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That state contract on vehicles, how soon do we know who's doing it every year? Like, you know, coming up, we're going to buy.
They're probably bidding on it right now.
They should know by September 1.
By August, no, September 1. Their year starts September 1. Should be there.
I don't know how you get on the bid for sure.
In other words, next year we'll be able to.
We always use that book, so I don't know how, what they do to do it. I'm sure they go through the state like Reliable.
One of those two, we're a member of both of those, the buy board and that other one that we're a member of, and that's what they go off of.
Ramona.
She's probably going to have to have our numbers and all that to go with it as well.
But it'll be the same people.
No, I make.
Every year.
And I just emailed.
It makes for a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and I'll check on, that's what my wife did for Midwestern.
To add something, they wanted me to email it to her.
Okay.
Show me how to.
To who?
For the paper.
But I don't know about us. At the sheriff's office.
For the Clay County Leader?
But we get it set up to where we're on there to.
And then they, you've got the ones to put on the website.
Yes, I gave them each one of them, and then he brought back three and said email these to them.
Was tired, you know, all eyes were, higher up, they probably just.
But the letter doesn't have to go on.
Reliable.
I gave her everything she needed.
Okay.
I gave her a copy of everything she needed. I gave Sasha a copy of everything to the minutes.
Cause they'll be the same people.
The person doesn't have them is.
Like Reliable, we've been doing it in our area again next year.
So we're good.
After he told us that stuff, we learned about it. She got on my computer, she was with us when we were.
I don't have no problem.
And pulled up.
Yeah.
Her stuff. Signed on with her stuff.
Raises, holidays.
He talked like he already said that extra 3,000 for the 50. Was already basically set, whether it did or not, for sure, I don't know.
Everybody through?
Where he said three, he sounded solid on that.
Turn it off.
You know, I'm just guessing, but.
Where did?